USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Nearly 60% of American voters say they're more concerned that a relaxation of stay-at-home restrictions would lead to more COVID-19 deaths than they are that the restrictions will hurt the U.S. economy, according to a new national NBC News Wall Street Journal poll. The poll also says the coronavirus has changed their family's day-to-day life in a major way, jumping by more than 50 points from the March poll. President Donald Trump's overall job rating stands at 46% for those who approve. By comparison, 69% say they approve of the work done by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 66% trust their own governor, 60% trust Dr. Anthony Fauci, and 34% are overall satisfied with the federal government. Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic presidential nominee, his numbers are at 26% of those who trust him. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
A day after President Donald Trump posted a series of tweets calling for demonstrators to liberate certain states, some of the demonstrators continue to brandish signs with phrases like, "This is tyranny, not quarantine," and "Open now." The loosening of stay-at-home orders comes amid a growing chorus to reopen economies throughout the United States. The mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman, said she is ready to open Las Vegas right now.
We're ready to reopen right today. We had 300,000 that filed for unemployment when there are probably 900,000 out of work.
Europe reached a somber marker today, surpassing 100,000 coronavirus deaths across the continent, according to Johns Hopkins University. Italy continued to have the highest European death toll in the pandemic, with more than 23,000 deaths, followed by Spain, France, and the UK. Despite those staggering numbers, Italy is nudging closer to easing some lockdown measures, but restrictions will continue to remain in place. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Seeking to avoid the bitter feelings that marred the 2016 Democratic convention, Joe Biden's campaign is angling to allow Bernie Sanders to keep some of the delegates he would otherwise forfeit by dropping out of the presidential race. Under a strict application of party rules, Sanders should lose about a third of the delegates he's won in primaries and caucuses as the process moves ahead and states select the actual people who will attend the Democratic National Convention. The rules say those delegates should become Biden supporters, as he is the only candidate still actively seeking the party's nomination. From the streets of Southern California to the sidewalks of Maine, the financial fallout from the pandemic crisis is now triggering a hunger crisis. In Maine, Trinity Jubilee Center Director Aaron Reed said, "It's getting hard to keep up.
We're seeing folks who we can tell have never had to ask for food before. And second of all, people who were already struggling.
Thank you, Jim.
Like single parents, parents working low-wage jobs, elderly people, disabled people. They used to be able to get food from different places in the community, and a lot of those food kitchens and food pantries have shut down, so people are relying on us for even more food."
According to Feeding America, the nation's largest hunger relief organization, before the virus outbreak, there were already 37 million people nationwide who didn't have enough to eat. That number is expected to grow by an additional 17 million during the crisis. While social distancing, we hope your weekend is going well. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.